how'd it feel to get back out there?
Felt great, man. Felt real good. Just happy to be back.
What all were you able to do today?
I did everything. Just cut some reps down because, you know, my first day back is Achilles, so you got to take your time.
Everybody welcome you back out there?
Yeah, they did. And a couple of them had a couple jokes, but yeah, they welcomed me back.
Where's the timetable you thought? I mean, a lot of people, even talking to the people, GM, etc., said in April that you're going to be a pup list guy week 6 to 9, probably you'd be coming back, and then they decide. Now, all of a sudden, week 1, you're with the 53-man. Is this what you expected, or is this a little surprising how fast?
I actually thought I was going to be on pup when I first had, like, when the lockout was over with, where I was, because I never ran. And once I came in, just started doing different things and did stuff that I wasn't doing in the offseason, and it got better, and I just kept progressing, and every week it got better. So, come from there.
What do you think the key was for you getting better as fast as you did? Like you said, you weren't even really running when you got to camp here. Did they immediately throw you out there and say you're ready to
run? No. Actually, I just listened to my doctor because he told me it was going to be 6 months, 12 months. And I was patient. I didn't do nothing much. I just did range of motion stuff. And then once I got here, I was still patient. And it's maybe two or three weeks later, I just started trying stuff. Started off with the ladder. And after the ladder, I wasn't sore. And then we just kept building.
You said the ladder?
Ladder work.
Lateral, yeah. Okay. And when did you kind of see the progress kind of start to really hit the apex where you thought, okay, maybe I can?
Well, I know after the third workout, I had felt like another sprint. It got stronger. So after that, I was like, we started running routes, and every day after running routes, it felt better and better.
How much about being patient? You got to be patient these first few days when you come back, in terms of getting back to where you want to be.
Yeah. It's, you know, all the coming to mind thing, learning the playbook and just getting back there, trying to be the defender instead of just going on air. So being patient with that, I think I'll be fine.
Now your practice for, have they given you a timetable on when you're going to be game ready?
Nah. We're just working on it. Every day get better, we're going to go from there.
When do you think you'll be game ready? I mean, they're talking about, you know, having to strengthen all the muscles around, you know, in your legs to get your back into football shape. How long do you think the process that will be? You're out there running routes today, but I mean, you have to do that for 60 minutes.
Well, I was basically, beating a defender and getting my cardio back the first thing. I feel like my leg is strong, but beating the defender, cardio, reading defense, and testamental things, and once I get that down, I think I'll be fine.
We haven't talked to you since the actual injury. How did you actually get hurt, and what were your feelings when it happened? I mean, did you sense that something was really wrong, and that, you know, your career isn't jeopardy, or what did you think?
Well, actually, I know when that happened, I was like, this is something bad, because I felt it. And I started moving my leg. I was like, it's going to be real bad. And a couple days later, I went to the doctor, and they told me what it was. And I knew I was in jeopardy, but I knew I wanted to get better. So I did what the doctor told me, and it got better and better. So.
And you were running routes at Georgia Tech at the time?
Yeah. Actually, when I was doing it, I was doing ladder, like a ladder drill, and I didn't feel nothing. Then I started doing some more conditioning, running uphill, and just went on me.
I know last year, you know, you had your ups and downs injury-wise. Did you kind of look at it as not again? I mean,
yeah, that was one of those things. I was like, last year was feet, it was the foot, and then it was the ankle, and now it's the Achilles. And I was like, if I get over this, hopefully I won't have no more injuries.